guys. My name is Alyssa, and I'm here with my husband, Otis, and here is your relationship quickie from The Right Way to Love.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. Today, we're going to be talking about our experience with going through a high-risk pregnancy. We basically went through two pregnancies that were deemed high-risk.
Right. And if you haven't listened to our last week's episode, I urge you to go listen to that episode, because this one ties into the whole journey and the whole picture that we're trying to paint and kind of share with you guys. So last week we kind of touched on miscarriages and infertility. This week we're just going to talk about our journey with actually having a high risk pregnancy, and it was way more than I expected. What about you?
I mean, I was against it, like not against the pregnancy, but I was against what we had to do to basically make it through the pregnancy at first. I kind of touched on that in the last video, where basically I had to give Alyssa these injections because she had
factor five,
which is a blood clotting disorder.
Yeah. So after, you know, having five miscarriages, the doctor finally found out that I had factor five, which is a blood clotting disorder. And in order for me to stay pregnant, I would have to take daily injections of blood thinners.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, Otis was against it. And I'm
totally.
Like, yeah. And I'm like, I need you to do it because I can't do it. And then I would try.
Because I remember her crying, because I was like, I'm not doing that. And it was because, not that I didn't want the baby. It's like, you know, it's just the way that I view needles. Like, I'm not for needles, you know what I'm saying, at all.
Yeah.
Like, I hate getting blood drawn or whatever. Even whenever I do have to get blood drawn, I'm like turning my head. So I'm kind of like, I don't like needles, right? And now you're telling me I got to stick a needle in you every day, pretty much until even after the pregnancy.
Yeah,
we had to do this.
Afterwards, yeah, I still had to take blood thinners.
Yeah, I had to do this 6 weeks after the baby. So mm-hmm. I'm like, you're telling me basically I got to do this for like 42 weeks.
Right.
Possibly.
And the only thing going through my mind when he's like, I'm not doing it. I'm like feeling just really down, because, you know, Otis already has a child. He already mm-hmm. had a daughter. So for him, it's kind of like, okay, well, I'm a dad already. And I'm like, yeah, I'm a stepmom, but it's not the same.
Mm.
So of course I wanted my own children. I'm just thinking, you know, I'm not going to have kids, and he's fine just because he already has kids. And, you know, there's just a plethora of things going through my mind, and I've always wanted to be a mom. So at that point, I thought I wasn't going to ever have kids. Until...
Yeah, and like, mind you, like at this point, I'm like, babe, it's a million kids out here,
right?
You know what I'm saying, in the foster program, or, you know, waiting to be adopted to have great parents like I know we would be. So, you know, I'm kind of like, man, we could just adopt, you know what I'm saying, and basically change a kid or a couple kids or a few kids' lives, because I know we'll be great parents. But I do understand, you know, her wanting to go through what most women want to go through, which is carrying a child, delivering
right.
that child, and being able to say, you know, this is my child.
And, you know, looking back on it, like, after I've experienced pregnancy, you know, I feel like, you know, we look at these, you know, pictures online of people, of our friends and stuff that are pregnant, and they're like, oh, you look so beautiful, and, oh, my pregnancy is so easy, and, you know, and it was not like that. Like, my pregnancy was traumatizing, you guys, like, from the minute I found out I was pregnant. I mean, on the cruise,
yeah,
when I found out I was already having, you know, nausea and vomiting, and that lasted throughout
the entire pregnancy,
you know, not the first 3 months or not the first, you know, couple weeks. It's called hyperemesis, is the medical term for it. And I actually lost weight.
Yeah. And it was kind of scary because we're like, yo, doc, she can't eat nothing. Like, I'm talking, the only thing Alyssa was able to hold down was the red bag of Doritos.
And that was towards the end of the pregnancy after we figured out, after I got medication to help with the nausea and everything. And that was like literally the end of the pregnancy. The first, you know, 5-6 months, I don't think I was eating anything. I was going to the hospital.
Yeah,
almost every weekend
to get,
an IV because I was dehydrated, and they were talking about giving me a permanent IV and the risks that come with that. I would have a visiting nurse. I had to essentially put my job on hold. I was working full time at the time. I couldn't go. I had to drop out of school because it was just so vigorous, you know, what I had to do. And it was just a lot.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like I said, just, and then the doctor like, yo, she'll be okay if she could just eat like what, like a couple of Doritos a day. That's right. Enough to, for the baby to sustain life. And I'm like, all right. Cause she like, look, at this point, I don't care what she can hold down. Forget about all of the, oh, you need this much, much, that. Listen, if all she can hold down is Doritos, eat Doritos. I don't care what, for breakfast, lunch, dinner. And that, like, it came down to that. And it was scary, man, because I'm like, dang, like, we, you know, we feel like we almost here. And basically, she can't hold down food. So I'm like, the baby gonna basically die of starvation. And, but, like, she was so resilient. She's still resilient to this day.
Oh, thanks, babe.
Like, it was, I know it was tough. I mean, looking at her, and then I had to get out of my selfishness of not wanting to give her the injections to where now it's like, I'm like, Alyssa, we need to take this injection.
Right.
Like, what are you doing? Come on, let's do this.
And like, I'm like, oh, no, we can wait a minute.
No.
You know, he's like, no, right now.
Like, we took it at 8:02 yesterday, and it's 8:03. You need to get here right now. So, it was, you know, it was nerve-wracking, and we end up, you know, having a beautiful baby girl who, you know, was a fighter.
Yeah, I mean, so you're considered high risk if you've had 3 or more miscarriages already, right?
As well as if you're carrying twins.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, so just for someone who has no kids,
okay,
even if you're pregnant with one kid, if you've had 3 or more miscarriages, you're automatically going to be considered high risk.
Okay.
So then there's already so many other things that you can be considered high risk, like being pregnant with twins, being obese, high blood pressure,
diabetes.
Yep. Factor 5. So it was like, all right, I was already going to be considered high risk. Now I have factor 5. And basically high risk pregnancy is a pregnancy that threatens the health or life of either the mom or the baby.
So, yeah, I mean, in short order, out of everything that she just said, the one thing I took from that was, ladies, make sure you're getting checked. Make sure you're staying up to date with, you know, all of your doctor visits. Make sure that you know what's going on with your body, because it's so much that can basically affect you whenever it comes to carrying a baby or even the whole conception part.
Right.
And I mean, it's sad, but if you're doing what you're supposed to do, I guess, like eating better.
I mean, I can't say that you can't prevent these things. Some people, you can be the healthiest the person and you can't really prevent it. You know what I'm saying? It's just something that, it is, you know, it's like the picking straws. Sometimes you just pick the wrong straw. Because I wouldn't say I was unhealthy, but I would say that I wasn't necessarily paying attention to my body to know, okay, I have PCOS when I wasn't really having periods regularly.
Yeah. So I guess that just goes back to making sure that you're seeing your OB. Especially, like, I guess, because a lot of times, and I, like, this kind of led us to do this, but if you're thinking of having a baby, instead of going through the trying to conceive part, going and seeing your doctor and see where everything stands.
Yeah, That's important.
Like I said, that it kind of made us do it. Mm-hmm. Because of, so we would go to the doctor like, yo, Ari, we're thinking about having baby number two.
Right. And I've had friends who have gone that right now, in terms of their second child. It's like, okay, we're ready to have another one. Let's get a checkup. Mm. So definitely being in the know and making sure that your body is healthy and ready for a pregnancy, you know, that's important. So approximately 1 in 10 women will have a high risk pregnancy. That's crazy. And then, you know, towards the end of the pregnancy, it wasn't any easier. It was just like the whole experience was a struggle. And, you know, I'm grateful for my kids, but
I would say, was it worth it?
It definitely was.
Yeah.
It definitely was.
It was tough. I was right there with you every day. It was definitely.
Yeah. Didn't have you with me, I'm not sure that I necessarily would have made it through from, you know, everything that we experienced, because, you know, we ended up having, I ended up having preeclampsia and a placenta abruption, delivering 2 months early. And it was just, you know, it's like I couldn't catch a break, but having you there, having your support, that was a lot. Even though I don't feel like in some ways you knew how to support me, just being there physically and knowing that you were right there on the front lines.
Yeah, I didn't, because I didn't really know like these type of pregnancies existed. Just being real, like,
yeah,
you know,
we don't see them. No one talks about them.
You could be ignorant to these type of things, and it's not ignorant in the sense of like a bad sense, but it's like ignorance and just not knowing. Like, I didn't know this was a possibility where a woman could basically have a horrible pregnancy like this, can't eat, basically can't do pretty much anything for themselves. Like, I'm like, I gotta go cook everything, I gotta clean up, because she was like just in so much pain. Like, if a person hasn't eaten anything but Doritos for like the last week, what type of energy are they gonna have? So it was
tough. Sleeping on the bathroom floor. Yeah. We had to put the bed like on the floor
because she couldn't get up. Like, that's crazy, because she couldn't get out of bed. Like, we had, our bed was high, so it was like, really, we had to move everything, put the bed on the floor so that she can basically roll out of bed. It was like, it was tough, but it was worth it, because, you know, now we're sitting with two beautiful girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it was worth it, just because out of all that she'd been through, right from the day that like the doctor confirmed to the day Taj was delivered, everything that she went through kind of went out of the window whenever she was holding Taj in her arms, right? It's like she smiled. And it's like, you basically forget everything that you just went through, and now you're smiling because you're holding, you know, you're holding your baby, and it's kind of like, oh man, this is what I did it for, and
yeah,
it was worth it.
You know, it's like, I want to encourage other women to share their experiences with us, whether you want to submit a video or just write us a letter, send us an email. You can send it to Alyssa, A-L-Y-S-S-A, at AlyssaNoel.com. I just encourage you to share your experiences. You know, I think it's important for us as women, especially, to share our experiences so we don't feel alone. Because like Oda said, I didn't know that women were having difficult pregnancies. I just thought it was you get pregnant and you gain weight and, you know, you waddle a little bit. It might be a little uncomfortable. But I had no idea.
Because it kind of comes back to the 1 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
We were that 1 out of 10. Mm-hmm. Because all our friends around us were having relatively easy pregnancies. Of course, you know, you have the issues of pregnancy. But from, you know, from what you can see, it's a relatively easy pregnancy, right? They might have the, you know, the vomiting in the first trimester. After that, everything's smooth out.
And they glow. Blah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, girl, you got this pregnancy glow. And, you know, Not us.
Meanwhile, I couldn't, so, even just going out to the grocery store, I'm going to the bathroom to vomit it. You know, it was just, I was looking like trash. It was just, it was just a horrible, horrible experience.
Like, we were that 1 out of 10.
Yes.
So if you are that 1 out of 10, you're not alone. And don't feel like you're alone. Always understand that you have somebody to talk to. We're here. You can find us on Facebook, on YouTube, on Instagram at
The Right Way to Love.
The Right Way to Love.
WRIGHT is how you spell right. So you can find us on all social media platforms. Visit us on our website, www.alyssanoel.com.
Yeah, and drop us a line. Let us know. Comment, like, share, and just let people know that they're not alone. That's our mission, to let people know that they aren't alone.